Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This, I love it, is the Rich Eisen Show.
Brett Favre here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Green Bay's not going anywhere without Aaron Rodgers in the next few years. I think they burned a bridge that it's going to be hard to overcome.
So I guess my last one for you, Brett, and it's a difficult question, but I'm going to ask it yourself.
I think he'll play somewhere else.
You think he will not end his career as a Green Bay Packer just like you?
My gut tells me no.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Weekdays at noon Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and on the SiriusXM app.
We'd all like to get out of our homes a bit more, and when we do, washing our hands and using hand sanitizer will be critical for safety. You can count on forcefieldproducts.com for top quality hand sanitizer and all natural protective barrier products manufactured right here in the U.S. We offer super portable 1 ounce hand sanitizer pump bottles up to super sized pump bottles for home and office, and protection against dry skin. Visit forcefieldproducts.com and use discount code radio for 10% off today. Forcefield.com, discount code radio.
Our work is something to be proud of. We make the products people use, the products that make their lives simpler, the high-tech tools to help defend our country, and the innovations that will shape the future. Some say American industry can't keep up anymore. I say our work is proof that made in the USA still means something. The power professionals of the IBEW, proudly American, proudly union.
Let's have some fun out here. This game's fun, okay?
Mike Parent. If you've missed a minute of Sports from the Sidelines on MLB Network Radio, catch every episode on demand with the SiriusXM app. It's athletes and executives talking to athletes and executives. Hear former All-Stars Dale Murphy, Don Mattingly, Tim Raines, and Steve Sachs break down baseball in the 80s. Trevor Bauer, Matthew Boyd, and Tyler Glasnow talk pitching in 2020. Rockies broadcaster Jenny Kavnar leading a roundtable discussion with the most influential women in baseball. Don't miss Sports from the Sidelines, available now on the SiriusXM app. Search Sidelines.
Motivation. Hard to come by on any day. And these days spent locked inside bring a whole new challenge to the motivation game. Stuck getting into your exercise routine at home? It's go time. Go sleeves are compression sleeves with built-in kinesiology tape for support and comfort that is unprecedented. Just like sheltering at home. With go sleeves, aches and pains that are keeping you from much-needed physical activity go away. When exercising actually feels good, there's no better motivation. The kinesiology tape built into go sleeves actually lifts and stretches your skin, which accelerates your body's natural ability to heal itself. Get your blood flowing and your energy going today. Just pull on a Go Sleeve and experience what top performing athletes use to deal with pain and recover from injuries. Visit GoSleeves.com and use discount code radio for 20% off. GoSleeves.com, discount code radio. That's GoSleeves.com and enter discount code radio. GoSleeves.com, discount code radio.
Hey, this is Tony Bruno. Be a part of my new show weekday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM Channel 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
And now, speaking of Stanford, the Cardinal, a man who hosts on Believe, on the Believe Podcast
Network. Yeah.
You know who does it? My boy does a show on there.
D-Ray. Darryl Reynolds.
Just Darryl Reynolds, yeah. No.
Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf.
Oh, that's right.
Ryan Leaf is on the Believe Podcast Network, and so is this young man, Cam Rogers, Maryland guy, my Maryland, his Maryland. Not only did he graduate from Maryland.
So he's a Terp. Okay.
Yes. And that's not nice to say, though, Harry.
And he goes by Mr. Rogers 99
on his Twitter. Rogers. Yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
How are you today, Cam Rogers? Hi.
What's going on, guys? Great to be with you. I will have to say, no relation to the man in the sweater vest, unfortunately. I kind of wish I was related to him, but here I am kind of paying homage to him with my social media handle.
So now you have the official, unofficial. Is it licensed? Do you know Tiger Woods, first and foremost? Have you been in a Perkins pancake house with Tiger Woods in the last 10 years?
I can't say I have. So that is not on my resume, no.
So tell us what, because obviously you're a Tiger Woods aficionado and mm-hmm. you have a Tiger Woods podcast. Now, does Tiger Woods know that you have the Tiger Woods podcast?
You know, it's possible if he has checked his mentions lately. I usually try to tag him, and I always reply tweet when he tweets out and whatnot. So there's that. I have the experience of interviewing him before, and probably I don't think I've ever been more nervous than that moment when it happened. So it was a pretty cool experience a couple of years ago. But the ultimate goal, as you guys can probably expect, is to have him exclusively on the podcast at some point, and we're working our way. So
that would be phenomenal. Now, what separates you right now from a stalker? Because I know I could just say that, you know, for me, like whenever I'm down in Florida, I stalk Tiger Woods.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, whenever I
go to the right places, you go to Perkins,
sure.
You go to his club.
Yeah, Medalist, you know.
You go to Medalist?
Absolutely.
Do you look through the gates?
Through
and
the
see
hedges?
If you can get, like,
yeah.
a little glimpse
try
of Tiger
to look at
in
the
there?
Driving range. Yeah.
I actually have a desk right outside Medalist. That's
there you
where
go.
I broadcast from.
He has a desk. Do you have a hat that says press on it in the front with a little sticker or the fedora with the little press thing?
Oh, yeah, I got it all. You know, it's just sitting out there and Tiger casually walks by. But from a virtual standpoint, I'm always in tune with what he's doing. So in a way, I want to stay informed. But from a physical standpoint, I'm all the way up in New England, so I'm
right.
Nowhere close to him.
Oh, okay.
So now, would you consider yourself a more knowing golf expert than, say, Faraday, our good friend?
No, because David Faraday has an immense amount of experience and somebody who I have looked up to for many, many years. So I cannot even be close to David Faraday's pedestal. And he has done many Tiger Woods interviews before, and he's pretty darn good at it.
Do you play golf, and have you ever hit a 2-iron stinger?
All right. So I think, yes, the first answer is yes. I'm somewhat of a washed-up high school varsity golfer. My game peaked about 7 years ago,
okay.
Senior year. But I think the greatest shot I have ever hit, not a 2-iron, but it was a 3-wood bullet stinger on the 18th hole of a match that I was playing, and I did a little twirl Tiger Woods style, and then I strutted on to my tee shot after that. It felt pretty darn good, and there's nothing better than a well-executed stinger because you get that thump feeling when you create contact and you get that little bullet. It's just a beautiful shot to look at.
Oh. Well, you know, have you ever hit a 3-wood, a majestic 3-wood, on a golf course where there's hundreds of people standing around you and the pressure is on you to take it from an uphill lie and smoke it over a gully and then land it on a green and a majestic shot and the entire crowd goes wild under immense pressure? Have you ever been in that situation, sir?
Does it count when I am sleeping? Because in my dream, that has happened.
Well, I'll just tell you, there's someone I know very well. His name is Tony Bruno, and he did that shot down in Tampa Bay, and there were hundreds of people there to witness that kind of guy. And I stink, by
now,
the way.
Which one of these woods did you use?
It was my 3-wood. It was my old school, because it wasn't one of them. I think it may have been my Mizuno 3-wood, Harry.
Okay.
And I clocked that baby, and no one else was on the green, and I was the last guy hitting. So you talk about pressure. And I have witnesses.
Man.
And I will have witnesses call into the show who were there. And remember, one of the greatest shots you'll ever see under pressure. Forget about these guys, Dwayne, you know, Dustin Johnson and those guys. Those guys were hacks. They weren't making shots like that.
Forget about Rory trying to get closest to the pin on 17 the other day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These guys were all over the place. And there wasn't even any crowd there.
I know.
You know, the pressure of having people around you and they have to have the people stand back and have to have the golf course attendants say, no, the back, quiet now, please. Mr. Bruno is about to hit a 3-wood here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that actually brings up a really good point. As we've mentioned before, there's not going to be an audience for these games.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
There's not
right.
games. It's this
right.
match.
Matches.
But these guys hopefully will be a little more convivial
yeah.
in this match, right? Because the guys, let's be honest, all those guys were great golfers.
Right, but they don't have a lot of personality.
There's
you watched last week, Cam. Were you a little bit let down by the lack of ball breaking between those four guys?
It's such a great question because I talked about it on today's podcast, too. Yeah, I was a little disappointed, and here's my logic with it. A lot of these guys aren't exactly used to chatting it up on the golf course when they're trying to win a PGA Tour event. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They'll chat it up with their caddies, but are they talking about, you know, talking smack by the green? No, it's just, as they say, a gentleman's game, so you don't really get a lot of smack talk on a golf course at a given PGA Tour event. So maybe they were out of their element a little bit. I will also note it was a really bizarre group of four guys because they aren't necessarily like best friends. Ricky and Matthew Wolf aren't like real buddies. They don't hang out. And I will say that you have these four guys because they're all tailor-made players.
Right.
It was a tailor-made event. So the roster of whom you could pick from was smaller than obviously a larger pool of just regular PGA Tour guys. But yeah, I was a little disappointed. I expect a lot better banter on Sunday afternoon. Phil is the ultimate troll on social media. He's fantastic in person as well. Tiger, the last 10 years, has really come out of his shell. Manning is low-key funny. The odd man out, kind of, is Tom Brady. He needs to work on his smack talk a little bit.
Yeah, you think Tom will open up now, you know, because he's – and there's a lot of prop bets out there, and you can't bet on these props. They're just, like, for amusement only. Like, will Tom Brady wear a Tampa Bay shirt or any kind of logo on
Buccaneers,
the thing?
Yeah.
Obviously, Tiger's going to wear red. If you could bet on that, you bet the house on it. You take all the money you made in the stock market and you put it on that. Because there's no way.
I'd cap that bet real low.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of fun things to watch. But I think Peyton Manning is going to be the unsung hero here.
Yeah, I do.
Because I think Peyton, you see him when he does any kind of commercial or any kind of television
performance. He's pretty good at golf, too.
Oh, he's very good at golf. No, he's not going to go out there and disgrace himself. Yeah. That's why he's part of the favorite. He's in the favorite team. But he is the guy who can make this a really good television event as well.
Yeah, you know, I think Peyton Manning can dig into the archives of this Manning versus Brady rivalry and really poke Brady with a stick, to use a metaphor, and get him out of his shell and get some smack talk going. And you better believe Tiger's going to throw some bombs at Tom Brady as well. So they're going to give their shot. I think everybody is going to be an equal opportunity offender, though. Phil and Tiger will go after it. Manning and Brady, Phil and Manning, et cetera, et cetera. And I can guarantee it's going to be a lot better than what you saw on Sunday afternoon. But I do want to make a good point here that they raised over $5 million for COVID-19 relief on Sunday afternoon. That's the real winner out of all of that. So we're going to see even more money raised come Sunday afternoon for the Match Champions for Charity. And at the end of the day, that's what you call a success.
Yeah, now I just hope Peyton or Tiger reminds Tom Brady that you can't deflate a Pro V1. You know what I'm saying?
You better believe that's in the bank. That has to be.
It has to be, right?
There's got to be some. There has to be some like low blows. There's got to be some cheap shots administered, because you want to take the other guy off their game. Because again, this is not an official sanctioned event. It's a charity thing, and people want to see these guys have fun. You want to see? They're going to hit great golf shots.
Yeah.
They're going to hit some bad golf shots, probably. Not many of them, but do you want to see them be perfect, Harry?
No, because I don't. No, they won't be perfect, but I think they'll be a little sharper than those guys were last week. At least Tiger and Phil were.
Yeah.
You know, I can't speak for the other two guys, but just the camaraderie and just the interplay. If you're going to mic up guys, they got to say stuff, and that's why I was so disappointed with last week, and I think we'll get a whole lot of that this week.
Because they have to be on somewhat of a limited delay, right? Even though it's live.
You would think so, yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be a delay in case somebody lets out an F-bomb.
And Tiger's done that on
absolutely
hot mics all over the
now,
place.
Now, will Tiger let out an F-bomb if he hits one and doesn't hit the shot just right, just sweet? Will he drop one? Tiger Woods, you suck. Remember that one? Remember that one? Tiger Woods, you suck.
That's an all-timer.
That's one of the all-time greats. And the mic caught that one. He was pissed off, as Harry Mays would say.
Yeah, I want to say that was the 2010 Masters, just coming off the scandal, too. So,
See, this man knows his Tiger Woods. Right. You're not going to let one slip by, Cam.
No.
I mean, he's a young man just out of Maryland. Now, you did give the commencement. You were the valedictorian at the journalism class graduation.
Really?
At Maryland?
Not valedictorian, but voted by my classmates to give the speech, one of the great honors of my life. So 3 years ago today, which is pretty crazy to think about.
Now, what was the theme of the speech?
So I know that if you speak too much about yourself, it's going to turn into a big snooze fest. So I just basically roasted myself a little bit here and there, and the crux of the speech was basically bragging about my classmates, because rightfully so, they're very talented people, and I basically just kind of listed off all of their accomplishments, gave them some little advice to continue doing what they do, carry that momentum, keep striving for what you believe in, and ride off into the sunset. You know, that's how I wanted it to be, all about them. So
you're making me well up a little bit now. I love these kinds of happy ending stories, man. No, that's a great job out of you, man. We want to see the young people of the world move on and succeed and replace us. That's what it's all about. And I
applaud you,
man.
And I'm a big fan of the show, of course.
Well, thank you so much. And Cam Rogers, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow him on Twitter at
MrRogers99.
It's a beautiful day in his neighborhood. And check out his podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, Cam Rogers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.